Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Rice.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
How you guys doing out there tonight? Hope everyone's going well tonight. And this is Reverend Dr. G. Wright coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. Tonight I want to get started with a song that's entitled Kindle My Heart. I hope this song, this message touches your heart. I pray that it touches your soul. I pray that it touches you in the inner parts. And I pray that it encourages you tonight. So here it is. Sit back. And tonight's message is, and this too shall pass. Hey, Cynthia.
La, 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 la. Now I do know what everyone has said is not a lie. You are not dead. Happiness only a dream. My dreams are true because of you.
Kindle my heart.
Kindle my heart. Nothing can handle this love. I want the same. Only a dream come true because of you. You have touched me deep within, changing my mind, changing me from sin. Now I can't stand, worship you, Lord. You are my God, the one I adore. Kindle my heart, Lord Jesus, kindle the flame. My love, I won't see the same. Oh no, only a dream come true. Please send a flame, burn away all my doubts, all my fears, and I'll stand in the need of a touch. Lord, you have my heart, you have my soul. You feel I won't let go, and I'll stand and I'll worship you. I need kindle my heart, kindle the flame. My love, I won't see the same. No, no, no. Only a dream. My dreams come true because of you. Handle my heart, Lord Jesus. I need you, Lord. My love, I won't be the same. Yes, it was only a dream come true because of you. Kindle my heart, Lord. Kindle me. I won't see the same. It was only a dream.
Hallelujah. I just pray that song touches your heart, guys. It's entitled Kindle My Heart. And, you know, and my prayer tonight, that God will kindle the flame, that he will kindle this love, I won't be the same. And you might be going through something today. I wanted to sing that song for my project. It's entitled Life's Lessons. You can check it out on iTunes. But I wanted to sing that song because I just wanted to encourage someone out there tonight that God does answer prayer. And whatever you're going through, this too shall pass. And that's tonight's message. Tonight's message is entitled This Too Shall Pass. You'll be going through something, but I want to encourage you tonight that this too shall pass, that God can touch you, change you. He can encourage you. He can give you the strength to move on regardless of where you are at that time in your life. I just want you to know that God does not fail. I just want to encourage you with that song, Kindle My Heart. That's a prayer saying, Lord, kindle this heart. Kindle means to stir it up. Kindle the flame. Kindle my love. I won't be the same. Happiness only was only a dream. My dreams come true because of you. I want to encourage you tonight. And when you say, Lord, kindle my heart, kindle the flame, that God will touch you wherever you are. He will meet you at your point of need. But you might be going through some things. And as you know, my family, we're going through the death of my uncle. And it's been slightly over a week. But I'm encouraged tonight that two shall pass. Not the point of the fact that he's passed, but life. Life and death happens, right? And you might be feeling alone, like I'm feeling a whole bunch of things, but I'm encouraged tonight, and this too shall pass, because you see there is a time to be born. There's a time to die. There is a time. We all have that time when we will meet the Father again, you know, and this too shall pass. You might be feeling some things. You might be going through some things like I might be feeling and going through some things, but I'm encouraging you tonight that this too shall pass, and that's what tonight's message is basically about, a message of encouragement, whether my family's tuning in or just encouraging me, you know, God gives this message to me first, and I'm sharing it with you guys. Hope you guys are doing well wherever you guys are tonight. I hope you guys are encouraged. I hope that you come ready to hear what God has to say to us and the conversation that we will have and hopefully have together during this broadcast. First of all, my first point tonight is this. Life happens. Life happens. You know, I got to tell you guys, my uncle passed away, and it ended up being a sudden thing for us, unexpected. But listen, life is going to happen. At the most inopportune time, that you could think that something can happen, guess what? Life happens. Life happens. You know, and it can happen at any moment. I want to encourage you tonight and just tell you tonight that life's going to happen. In addiction and recovery, one thing you say that, you know, life happens. When it happens, life happens. You are going to be faced with some ups and downs. You're going to be faced with some difficulties. You're going to be faced with some challenges. But I want to encourage you tonight that life happens. But guess what? And this too shall pass. All right. Life can happen, but and this too shall pass. So I'm hoping that's encouraging somebody tonight, because, listen, you might be feeling like you're going through the worst, but I'm here to let you know tonight that this too shall pass. You know, like I said, it can happen at any time. Anytime it can happen. And, you know, and the thing about it is this, guys, when it happens, the question is not if it happens, but when it happens, what are you going to do? How are you going to deal with it? Because guess what? It is going to happen. If you've been here long enough, you're going to experience some grief. If you've been here long enough, you're going to experience some times of feeling uncomfortable. And one of the things I've always talked about is being learning to become comfortable being uncomfortable. But guess what? Life is going to happen. But what are you going to do when life happens? That's the question really today. What are you going to do when life happens? But and this too shall pass. Am I, can I get an amen? Can I get an amen for anyone out there? Life happens. Also, when life happens, guess what? It reveals your heart. Because see, sometimes we don't understand our fears, our true fears, those things that we really truly hold dear to our worldview and how we view the world until we go through something that challenges the way that we believe, that challenges the way that we think. You know, it will reveal your heart. When life happens and you're going through the worst times, it's going to reveal your heart. Whether I'm going to, whether you're trusting the Lord, whether you're believing that God truly has you in the situation, guess what? When you're going through, it's going to really, really, really show what is in your heart. And I'm going to tell you guys this. You know, it's this whole thing about, and this too shall pass. I want to encourage you tonight because guess what? Sometimes when you look at, and when God reveals to you your heart in the midst of your situation, something begins to happen. You're going to either accept it and learn to work through it and process it, or you're going to say, that's too early, that's too ugly, that's too real, Lord, I can't deal with that. But sometimes God allows things to happen to us so he can show us our hearts and show us, do you really trust me? Do you really believe that I can bring you through this situation? Do you believe that I'm an on-time God? You might sing about it. You might play about it. But do you really believe it? But when you're going through things and life happens, it will reveal your heart. It will reveal your heart. Do you guys understand? Do you feel what I'm saying tonight? It will reveal your heart. The Lord will reveal your heart. And then the question is, what do you do with that? What do you do? What do you do with that? Amen, amen. I see that, Mom. Thank you. And you know, sometimes one of my brothers in the faith had told me, one of my big brothers in the faith had told me, sometimes when God shows you, it might sound ugly, it might look ugly, but if it's the truth, it is the truth. Work through that situation for yourself. It will reveal your heart. When life happens, it's going to reveal your heart. And also, I'm going to tell you this. Your faith will be tested. Let me tell you this. As long as you live, guys, as long as you live, guess what? Your faith will eventually be tested. And I'm reminded of this parable, this story in Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 and 25. I'm going to read that to you if it's okay. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house. Yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house, that house, and it fell with a great crash. Listen, your faith will be tested, and it's going to be proven whether you built your house on a solid foundation, and you're like that wise man, like wise builder, or you're like that foolish builder, you know, who built his house on sand. See, because one thing I want you to understand, it says that the rain came down. Guess what? You're going to be in some situations where the rain seems like it's coming down, and it's coming down, the streams rose. You're going to be in some situations where it feels like the water The waters are rising, and the streams are rising, and the winds blew and beat against that house. How many of you guys have been in some situations where it's felt like the wind has been beating the life out of you, but yet you are still standing because you're standing on the word of God. You're standing on the word, on his promises and what he's spoken in his word and to you. And say, yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. See, your faith will be tested and it will be proven whether you are a wise builder who built your house on a foundation or if you're that foolish builder who built his house's foundation, everything on sand. Dr. Terrell says, amen, foundation on the rock. Yes. Listen, guys, your faith will be tested. Tonight's message is, and this too shall pass. We're talking about the first point tonight, life happens. See, at that point in time when life happens, right, it could be a time where we decide to grow or a time where we do not grow, a time where we rise up for the occasion, or a time where we try to play it safe, but we still don't grow. You see, like when life happens, guys, it's we proven what we built our house, our foundation on. And sometimes we're going to have those ups. Sometimes we're going to have those grand mountaintop experiences. Where everything is great. And some people might say it's gravy, it's great, it's fantastic. Then we're going to have those times where we're going through, where we're saying, why am I in this spot? I'm feeling the worst I've felt, and I don't know how long. Can it get any worse than this? Let me tell you this. It can either be a time of growth, a time to grow, or be a time where we do not grow, and we do not rise to the occasion. And this too shall pass. Whatever you're going through, guess what? And this too shall pass. But I'm encouraged tonight that this too shall pass. Because guess what? Because God is a healer. I'm encouraged tonight, and this too shall pass. Whatever you're going through, I'm encouraged tonight because God is a healer. And before I go to the next point, Dr. Sorrell says this. Our Christian faith requires us to stand on the rock. The rock is composed of his word, and no other matter is needed. Our faith in God and trust in his divine will is the rock. Our faith in God and trust in his divine will is rock. Amen. Amen. I appreciate you sharing that, Dr. Terrell. You know, I appreciate you sharing that. Yes, we are required to stand on the rock. And I want to tell you guys this. It's so much easier, and it sounds so good, and for when we talk theologically and we say all these things, it's another thing when we put these things into practice. That's what makes us wise, when we take what we do know and put it into practice. So when we're going through things, we remind ourselves, even like Dr. Terrell shared tonight, our Christian faith requires us to stand on the rock. So when I'm going through something, I got to remember, let me go to the rock. Let me go to the word of God. What does God say about what I'm going through? Let me stand on his rock. And then let me stand on the promises that he's spoken to my heart. Let me stand on the rock. You know, stand on the rock. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. You know, stand on the rock. Stand on the rock. You know, point two tonight, God is a healer. You know, have you ever been sick? Have you ever been sick? And when you're going through that sickness, you're feeling like, this is the worst feeling ever. I never, ever want to go through this again. God, I experienced food poisoning once. And it was the worst feeling I'd ever had. It was the worst feeling that I had ever had at that time. And, I did have COVID. I did have COVID almost a year ago. And that was a little bit worse than the food poisoning. But that food poisoning was the worst thing I'd ever experienced in my entire life, besides COVID. But I got to tell you this. God heals the sick What does this have to do with "and this too shall pass"? Because some, you might know someone who's sick, and you might have been sick. But I want to encourage you today that God can heal you. What you're going through might last for a season, but I want to tell you something. Your tears, all those things you're going through might last for a season, but guess what? Joy will come in the morning. Joy will eventually come. I'm going to encourage you today that he does heal the sick. Even in the Bible, he's healed the dead. You know, I've seen him heal my mother. My mother's on here right now. Thank God, Timothy. Yes, thank God. Listen, my mom's living proof. She's a healer. She is still here. God is a healer, and she is still here. You know, I'm getting tongue twisted for a second. Listen, God heals the sick. But I want to encourage you tonight that God does not work on our timetable. You feel like you're going through the worst situation ever. But I want to encourage you today that God's not going to go on your timetable. He's going to go on his timetable. What we should do is still praise and thank him for who he is, that he is able to heal us, and that he does heal people. You know, but God does not work on our timetable, you know. And sometimes, guys, we might not understand what we're going through, but I want to say that sometimes we know we pray that God will heal people. And I've heard a preacher say this before, and it made me think. The preacher said something to the fact of God might not heal the person on this side. He might heal the person on the other side. On the other side. They did get healing, but just didn't get the healing on this side. He did take away the pain and healed them or whatever they're going through, but not quite on this side. But listen to this, guys. God is still God, and God is able to do that. But you know, we have to have that faith and believe. We have to have that faith and believe. And sometimes, guys, we don't understand things. But there's a reason for everything that we go through on this planet. There's a reason why we go through what we go through. How you guys doing out there? You guys doing okay tonight? You guys doing okay? Okay. You know, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 says this: "And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists, that he rewards those who earnestly seek him." You know, listen, guys, I'm going to read that again. "And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists, and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him." Let me tell you this, guys. You must believe that he is able to do so. You have to be able to believe that God is a healer. You have to believe that nothing's impossible for him. You know, how you guys feeling tonight? How you guys feeling okay? The message tonight, Timothy, is "and this too shall pass." First point tonight is this: life happens. Second point, God is a healer. And if you experience life, if you experience being sick, then you understand that you didn't heal on your own. But we believe that God healed you. You know, but I want to tell you tonight, and this too shall pass. Because you might be feeling like, God, this is the worst thing I've ever gone through. But guess what? There's someone else who's going through something worse than what you are going through. There's someone who's dealing with something on a totally different level than what you think you're going through. But I want to encourage you tonight, don't let the sickness get you bound and get you down. Put your faith in God and keep your faith and trust in him that God will take care of you. God is a healer, and guess what? And this too shall pass. Whatever you're going through, if you're dealing with that sickness in your body, guess what? And he is a healer, and this too shall pass. You will not always feel the way you are feeling right now. And listen to this. There might be some good days. You might have some hills to climb. All right. Ooh, that song came to my mind. I won't complain. That song is really coming to my mind. Brian says this: "When we walk this journey of life, we don't go through our ups and downs, but God is always there with us." Yeah, Well, Brian, I would disagree. We do go through our ups and downs. We do go through our ups and downs. But God is always there with us. I think I understand what you're trying to say. Yeah, we do experience those ups and downs, but we're not by ourselves. We do experience those ups and downs, Brian. I have to correct you on that. I disagree with you on that one, and it's okay. I don't have a problem with agreeing to disagree. When we walk this journey, we do go through ups and downs, but we're not alone. He is with us, and that's the point. This, too, shall pass. Timothy says, God is the only one who can turn everything around. Yeah, and there's some things that he gives us things. There's some things that we can do on our end, right, Timothy? Right, y'all? There's some things we can do. But then ultimately, when it comes to that point where we've done all that we can do, God's the only one who can turn everything around. Like you said, Timothy, everything. You know, everything. No, we might be able. God might give us some chances to do what we can do our part, but He's the one who can turn everything around. When we've done all that we can do to stand, He is that one. You know. And listen to this, guys. It's great to know that God is with us. It's great to know that we're not going through what we're going through by ourselves, and that we are not alone. You know, and this too shall pass. And this too shall pass, because also my third point tonight is this. God is a provider. Jehovah Jireh. This is a song I learned a long time ago. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me. We used to sing that years ago at one of my old schools. Or was that one of my old churches? Jehovah Jireh. I don't know if you guys have heard that. But listen, the third point tonight, God is a provider. And if you've ever been in a place where you're wondering, Lord, how am I going to pay this rent? How am I going to get to the next point? How am I going to eat my next meal? If you have been through that, then you already know tonight, God is a provider. You know, I can know that, and this too shall pass. If you're going through some things and you're saying, Lord, I do not have the money or the funds, I want to encourage you tonight that it's not all within all. Guess what? God is a provider, and God will take care of you. You know, and I'm going to tell you this. There are some points in my life, and I remember when I was younger, I was like, I'm not going to tell my mom I'm going through this, that I'm going through that, and I was down in Atlanta. I was on crutches. God just called me to the ministry. I was in an R&B group. I had a recording contract with my name on it. I was going through, but I would not tell my mother what I was going through. I knew she would have been like, you're coming back home. But you know what? I prayed and I believed that God would provide for me. That's what God provided for me. Numerous times, God provided, Lord, I need some money. How am I going to get to this next place I'm trying to get to? And guess what? God provided for me. Hey, what's going on, those who come through? When we walk the journey we call life, we go through our ups and downs. God will be there okay, I'm reading Brian read what he said. When we walk this journey called life, we will go through our ups and downs. God will be there with us always. Amen, Brian. Thank you for fixing that up, Brian. Thank you. I understand what you're saying. You know, but God's a provider. Listen, guys, there are some points where I said, Lord, I do not know what I am going to do in this situation. I need your help. My mom didn't even know I had lost a lot of weight. I was on crutches. And I know God is a provider. And my mom, if she would tell you, which sometimes she reminds me of what I went through, what she remembers me telling her when I was younger, said when I go through things, she's like, don't you remember God kept you when you went through this, you went through that, you left for a letter with a car packed with all my belongings. And I went down somewhere, didn't have a place. I had a place to stay, didn't have a job, but guess what? God made the way, and he provided for me, and I trusted him. And I know him as a provider. Guess what? You might be going through, and this too shall pass. You know, God will meet you at your point of need. You know, I've experienced that. How many of you guys have experienced that out there tonight? You know, God will meet you at your point of need. You know, and like I told you guys, I remember praying, saying, Lord, I need your help. I need you to work in my life. I need you in this situation. And guess what? It was not always like that where I was in that spot where I need the Lord to really, really work. But guess what? I've experienced, like Brian was saying, you know, I experienced the ups, I experienced the downs, but guess what? The ups and the downs, but guess what? God was always there with me. He met me at the point of my need. And I'm going to tell you this. This happened for real. When I was at church down in Atlanta in my young 20s, and my birthday's next month, y'all. My birthday's next month. What's going on, cousin? Cousin is in the house. Hey, cousin. And some of the church members came over to the house, and we would have weekly Bible studies on Friday nights. And it was my turn to host, and I said, Lord, I do not have that much food. And guys, I'm telling you the honest truth, because there are about 10, 15 people who came to this small apartment. My apartment was so small, you walked in, there was a bedroom, take a couple steps, there was a bedroom. To the right was a small little kitchen, a little small closet, and a bathroom. My first apartment by myself. And guess what? I said, Lord, you know, I remember that story about the fish and the loaves, the bread. I just said, Lord, I'm going to believe in this miracle. Because, guys, I'm telling you guys, more people came than I expected. And, guys, I honestly lifted up my hands and said, Lord, I pray that you will bless this food. I pray that you will bless them, because I did not have that much. And I tell you guys, God really blessed me in that situation, because guess what? Everyone fed. Everyone was fed. And guess what? I had more. I had a lot left over. And I said, Lord, how did this happen? I'm not making this up, guys. I know God is a provider. So I know that if you're going through and you're saying that you're feeling like you cannot go through it, that you're lacking this, you're missing this, and you need that, get some. Listen, God is a provider, and he will provide. He will meet you at your point of need. I'm telling you guys, I offered that food up to the Lord, and I said, Lord, I pray you bless this food. I pray that no one leaves here hungry. And I'm telling you guys, I still had a lot of food left over, and I said, Lord, only you could have done this to have fed these people who came up in my house with a little bit of food that I had. But listen, God is a provider. You know, in Matthew chapter 6, verses 30 to 34, Matthew chapter 6, verses 30 to 34, it reads as follows. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, okay, let me go to 28. And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of a field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Listen, guys, God is a provider. He will take care of you. And the scripture says, but seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Those things you've been worrying about, those things you've been praying about, that's what those things will be added to you. Listen, and this too shall pass, because God, I know God is a provider. If you're feeling like you're in need and you're saying, Lord, I'm needing this, turn to God. Turn to God. Ask God to show you. Ask God to help you. Ask God to lead you. Listen, guys. You know, we walk by faith, not by sight. Let me tell you this. When I was in Atlanta, my mom could tell you, in my late 20s, early 30s, I was walking by faith and definitely not by sight. If God put it on my heart to go somewhere, I said, Lord, I'm going to trust you and believe that you can make this happen for me. And guys, I've gone on trips to different states. I didn't know where I was going to stay, but I had God bless me with the money for the conference. They blessed me through someone else who even laughed at me about saying have a faith. And I went to pray, and God told that person, give him the money he needs for that ticket. Knock, knock, knock. The person knocked on the door. My brother, one of my play brothers, he gave me that money. He said, the Lord told me to give this to you. After he had laughed about me because I said, I'm going on this trip. How you go there? I'm believing God. Let me tell you this. God is a provider. And sometimes it's great to sit back and think about what God has done for you in your life. So it encourages you. You encourage yourself in the Lord. You encourage yourself so that when things begin to happen, you might feel like, Lord, I'm needing this. I just want to remind you that God is a provider. And God gives us these victory stories in the Bible and these victory stories in our lives to remind us, to encourage us that, and this too shall pass. Just because guess what? If God brought you through that thing before, guess what? God will bring you through it again. You might be going through some hard times, but guess what? God will do it in your life. You just got to believe and have the faith. Again, look at your life. And while you might complain about something that you have or you don't have, there's someone else who wishes that they had, or who wish that they have or had what you had. There's someone who's looking saying, how come that person's so ungrateful? If I had a place under to lay my head, if I had some nice clean clothes to wear. So, you know, sometimes, guys, when we're fussing about things, we're complaining about things, sometimes we have to sit back and look at our lives and think, look how God has brought me through my situations, through my circumstances, through my trials. Thank you, Tiki. Hey, what's going on? What's going on, girl? Oh, what's going on? What's going on, Precious? Hey. No, it's one of my friends, my good friends. Hey. But look at your life. So someone might be feeling like, I'm ready to give up. But I want to encourage you, sit back and look and see what God has brought you through, where he's brought you from, and then just say, thank you, Lord. And this too shall pass. That pain that you feel shall pass. That lack that you might feel in a certain area shall pass. You might be going through, but I'm going to encourage you tonight. And this too shall pass. And this too shall pass. You know, and the question that you have to ask yourself is this. Lord, why am I going through what I'm going through? What do you want me to learn from this experience? For those who are coming through tonight, tonight's message is, and this too shall pass. I want to encourage you, if you feel like, Lord, you're not moving in my life like I need you to, because, you know, sometimes, you know, we sometimes tell about that, right? You know, we read Jehovah Jireh, my provider. You know, we read these stories, but sometimes we have to sit back and reflect and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, because I have known you as a provider. So because I have known you as a provider, I'm going to trust you in this situation. I'm going to trust you in this present situation. You know that song? He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. May not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. You know, I've been singing and talking all day, y'all. But listen to this. Yes, my cousin Aunt says, yes, thank you, Lord. Yes, thank him. Thank him. You might be going through, but guess what? He will provide. Tamla Mann sings the song, he provides, right? He provides. He is a provider. God is a provider, and he provides. And guess what you're going through? And this too shall pass. I just want to encourage you, don't give up. Yeah, it doesn't always rain on you. Yeah, that's so true, Timothy. It doesn't always rain on you. Sometimes, guys, it's going to happen. And, you know, and the thing about it,
life is going to happen. Life is going to happen. But I want to encourage you that God is a provider, and this too, whatever you're experiencing right now, it shall pass. Just have the faith and believe. Again, the question sometimes I have to remind myself to ask is this: Lord, what do you want me to learn through this situation? Because one situation it was, if God tells you, if he gives you the provision, he will give you the provision. And like I've said, I've gone places, and I went because the Lord put it on my heart to go, and I trusted and I believed. He spoke to me. He led me. I didn't just go out there. He did speak to me, and I trusted him. I didn't just go out there and just move and just jump out. Lord, I was like, Lord, if this is part of your will for me to go on this trip, Lord, please speak to me. Please open up the doors. I'm not just saying just go out there and just do something and say, Lord, I'm expecting you to move on my behalf. No, did God lead you to do that? If he led you, then you go ahead and you do it and you trust him. That's what I'm talking about. And sometimes I've been in some places, guys, where the money just came out of nowhere. You know, I'll just be obedient to what the Lord had placed in my heart to do or to give. And guess what? It came back. You know, God is a provider. And he might not do it the way we expect him to do it. But guess what? He will take care of you. Sometimes, guys, when you're going through and you're saying, Lord, you didn't take care of me the way I thought you would take care of me. Guess what? When you keep pressing on, guess what? And God shows you, you just look back and you just realize, okay, God, you were working this whole thing out for my good all along. It was you. It was you all along working it out for my good. Yeah, I wrote a song called that. But listen, that's true, guys. God is provided. Guess what? And this too shall pass. So not only does life happen, life is going to happen, right? Life happens. That's what we talk about. I say that, I'm precious. Life happens. God is a healer. Third point, God's provider. Guess what? God forgives. And this too shall pass. Sometimes when we make mistakes, the hardest thing for us to do sometimes is to get back up and keep moving. Like that song, we fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. We fall down. But we get up, for Satan is just a sinner who fell down and got up. You know, sometimes when we, Donnie McClurkin song, we fall down. And then he says, get back up again. Because guess what? Sometimes, guys, it's so hard for us to forgive ourselves when we mess up. Sometimes when we mess things up, and if we're on the streets, we might say it another way, but I'm not going to say it another way. You get the point. Sometimes we're going to mess up. But listen, but thank God that God forgives. And this too shall pass. When you make mistakes, guess what? Don't stay there in that whole pity party thing. Get back up again. We fall down, but we get up. And thank God that God forgives. And that forgiveness, I'm not looking for forgiveness from man. I'm looking for forgiveness from the one who can save my soul. And that's God. I want to encourage someone tonight, stop trying to get forgiveness from people. Once you've said you're sorry, you apologize. I'm not going to use that word. I say I'm sorry. But you say you apologize for what you've done. You say what you've done. I'm apologizing for X, Y, and Z. If that person doesn't forgive you, that's on them. You've done your part, and this too shall pass. And I say that because sometimes when we make mistakes, or sometimes when people make mistakes toward us, we have a hard time forgiving them. And sometimes we have a hard time forgiving ourselves. But thank God that God forgives, and this too shall pass. And this too shall pass. You might be going through something. You might be saying, Lord, I cannot move forward because I've done this, I've done that, and I've messed up. And, you know, it's funny, like, one day, it was like God spoke to my heart, and he was like, okay, you know, the violins have been playing. Playing my sad song, woe is me, I've done. He's like, okay, you've done that. Is this the end? Get back up. You've got work to do. Get back up. You've got work to do. I'm like, Lord, I forgive you. Now you've got to learn. Let's get it right. Now get back up again. Trina said it right there. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving us. And guys, if we can get to that point where we just say, thank you, Lord, for forgiving us. Stop thinking, I've got to get forgiveness from this person, from that person. Once you've done what you needed to do, move on. If that person doesn't forgive you, guess what? You move on and you be free and you do whatever it is that God has called you to do. That's because some people are holding on to past hurts. They're holding on to hurt, you know, church hurt. You know, I've heard people talk about past few years, church hurts. You know, they're holding on to all these different things and they're not able to move forward. They're stuck in that at that point of pain. They're stuck at that point of what's the word I'm trying to think of, guys? That place where they were offended, that place, that offense. And they cannot even move forward. That's because people are saying the exact same thing that they've been saying for years. And they're upset with you, but they look at you, they see that you have moved on with your life. You're not allowing whatever happened to keep you from moving forward. But people want to know how to move forward. Listen, and this too shall pass. I'm going to tell you guys this. I'm going to tell you this. Psalm 103, verse 2 says this. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your heart, your desires, with good things, so that your mouth is renewed like the eagles. Come on now. Ha! Oh, all right. Amen. Praise God, cuz Aunt. Precious says, come on now. Let me read that again. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Come on, y'all. Come on. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God forgives. And the part where it says like this, crowns you with love and compassion. You might feel like, Lord, I'm not worthy of this, but God says, yes, you are. You're not worthy, but I've given you grace and mercy, and Jesus paid the price for you. And I love John 3:16, but I love John 3:17 even more. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. So he didn't come to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. God forgives. And as long as God forgives, whoo, I can care less about anything else. As long as God forgives, because I'm going to do my best to forgive people of their transgressions toward me because God has forgiven me. How can I expect God to forgive me if I don't forgive other people? But thank God he didn't give me what I deserve. Thank God that he didn't give you what you deserve. But yet he redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Let me tell you this, guys. Thank God that he forgives. We serve a God who forgives. Thank God that he forgives. So you might be going through some things. You might be feeling like, Lord, how am I going to go to this next level? But I want to encourage you that God forgives. You might be feeling like, because have you ever gone through that thing where you've dealt with depression? I've dealt with depression. And I don't mind saying that. Because guess what? I know what I've gone through. I know what God has brought me through. So I can say I've dealt with depression. But guess what? God forgives. And even when I make mistakes, I thank God that he forgives. Because I'm praying. I'm saying, Lord, please forgive me. Please forgive me for my sins. Please help me to do the things you called me to do in spite of myself. And so when I'm having those down times, those down moments, God reminds me, I love you. I've sent my son to die on the cross for you. Not that I sent him to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. So it's not about condemning people when they're down. It's about loving on them, where they are. You might not feel that you're lovable. Guess what? But that feeling, and this too shall pass, because God forgives. Depression will try to kill you. That's right. That is right, precious. That is right. That is right. Depression will try to kill you. It'll try to kill your dreams. It'll try to kill your desires. Listen to this. I ballooned with that grief and depression. I was like 100 pounds overweight, you know. And I listen to this. It happens. Yeah, uplift them. Listen to this. Thank God he's a forgiver. You might feel like I don't deserve it because I've done this, I've done that. But thank God that he forgives. And while you have breath, there is still hope for you. I want to tell you tonight, there is still hope for you while you still have breath in your body. Hallelujah. Ooh, someone need to hear that. Listen, I need to hear that. This message for me too, but I'm sharing it with you. Now, 2 Chronicles 7:14 says this, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Let me tell you this. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Let me tell you this. God forgives. He heals. He will heal your land. He will restore you. He will give you a moment of refreshing. God will refresh you. He will restore you. Thank God we serve a God who forgives. Tim says, you got to try to get your depression to talk to God if you want peace. That's right. You got to try to get your depression to talk to God if you want peace. I'm not going to even claim that depression and say it's your depression. You got to talk to God even in that depression, even in that feeling, even in those thoughts if you want peace. You have to be willing to say, Lord, I'm going to trust you that you can give me peace in the midst of a storm, because sometimes God won't change the storm. He'll change your mindset about the storm so you can survive to get to the next level. Instead of you saying how big that depression is, you have to change the thing to get to the place where you say how big God is, and God will give you the grace to work through that stuff. And sometimes, guys, God can use also your medication too. And that's another story. But I'm here to let you know God will give you grace. He will give you grace. Thank God for counselors, for therapists. We all need one. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. You know, Romans chapter 5, verse 8, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, right? Christ died for us. While we were yet sinners, while we were out there doing our thing. And sometimes, guys, sometimes some of us are still out there doing our things, but God said, come on, let's get right. Let's get it together. Let's get it together. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. But God demonstrates his love. This is the second part. This is the first part. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So, guys, this is the point. Medication can be a good thing. Yeah, it can be, Timothy. It can be. You know, Romans 5:8, God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And during this time, guys, we're at that time where, Easter is this coming Sunday. While we were yet sinners, Jesus went through what he went through. He gave his life for us. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He died. He gave his life. And sometimes I look at it like this, have this thing where this thing in my mind where I feel like when Jesus was looking down the corridors of time, he could see you, he could see me. He could see so many people whose lives he's going to save. And he didn't have to die for us, but he gave his life. He gave it so you and I can live. So when we weren't thinking about him, he thought about us. And here's your opportunity. Here's our opportunity. You might feel like you cannot be forgiven, but guess what? And this too shall pass. God is able. God is able to say thank you wherever you are. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for keeping me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. Thank you that you've forgiven me. And I trust in you. I will put my trust and my faith in you. Thank you, Lord. Just as say, Jesus. While we are yet sinners, Christ died for us. So if you feel like you're unforgiven or you're unforgivable, I want to tell you this, and that feeling shall pass. Jesus gave his life for you. Yeah, Precious says, gave it without a thought. Thank you, Lord. Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Just say thank you, Lord, wherever you guys are. Just say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. If you're feeling unlovable, unforgivable, this too shall pass. This feeling shall pass. I believe you, God. I might be feeling these feelings right now that are unlovable, but I'm going to believe you because I believe you gave your life for me. For me. For you, wherever you guys are. For you. My cousin aunt says this, I've been through depression in my life, and my family brought me through and blessed me more than I could imagine. God is better than good. What a mighty God we serve. Thank you for sharing that, cousin aunt. Yes, yes, amen. Now, I want to leave you with this tonight, guys. And this, too, shall pass. If you're hurting, guess what? It shall pass. If you're saying that you're going through sickness in your body, guess what? I'm praying that God will heal you. I pray that he'll heal you soon. But I want to tell you, to encourage you, that God is a healer. And guess what? And those feelings, and this too shall pass. If you're saying, Lord, I need you to provide for me. I'm needing this. I'm needing that in my life. I want to encourage you tonight. Feelings that you're going through, and this too shall pass. Watch God move in your life. Watch God work in your life. You know, and things will change. You must, but you've got to trust the process. As one of my aunts, my play aunts would say to me, we would talk about it, trust the process. Because God told me when I was going through some things some couple years ago, he said, and I will change your taste. Trust the process. And this too shall pass. What you're going through, what struggles and situations and circumstances you are dealing with in your life, guess what? And this too shall pass. It's not going to always remain. Just like Timothy was saying, it's not going to always rain on you. Guess what? Things will change in time, but you've got to trust the process. Lord, what do you want me to learn through this process, through this circumstances? How do you want to get the glory out of my life in this circumstance? But listen to this, and this too shall pass. If you're hurting, guess what? I've hurt. Have you been in pain before? Guess what? I have. But guess what? And this too shall pass. Like I was saying earlier, before my uncle passed away last week, and the grief, you know, you don't forget about the person, but the grieving part, you go through a process. Guess what? And this too shall pass. And then I want to encourage you about something. He rose from the grave with all power in heaven and earth. We believe that as Christians, we believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, that he rose again on the third day, power in heaven and earth. Guess what? And this too shall pass because he did arise, because he rose from the grave. And this too shall pass. And I want to encourage you tonight that God will bring you through whatever it is that you are facing, whatever circumstances you are dealing with, God will bring you through that situation. I want to encourage you tonight that whatever it is you're going through, and this too shall pass. Perhaps people are triggering you. They're trying to trigger you. Because listen, the enemy never gives up. So even when you feel like you can just sit back and relax, I want you to understand that the enemy is always there, trying, is waiting for the opportunity. I want to encourage you, and this too shall pass. Stay focused on God. Keep your eyes on the prize. Stay looking Keep your eyes on the hills from whence cometh your help, because your help cometh from the Lord. And during this time, guys, we're coming upon Easter time, I want you to remember and think about what Jesus went through. You know, think about the road rugged cross. I can hear my mom singing that right now. I might just bring her on and tap her live so she can come on and sing on a hill far away. Sitting over a rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. But it's a shame of pain. But listen, you know, that's another thing. I should bring up my hymn book. But listen to God. Think about that. Think about the price that Jesus Christ paid on the cross. Now, I just want to encourage you in whatever it is you are going through, that whatever you're going through, God will bring you through it. He will bring you through it. And this too shall pass. God is able. Believe him. Trust him. And this too shall pass. I appreciate you guys for coming through here. I appreciate you guys. Sorry about that, guys. I almost lost you guys. Call almost came through. But I just want to encourage you guys tonight. I just want to encourage you guys tonight that whatever it is you're going through, God is greater. And think about what Jesus Christ did for you on the cross. When everyone left him, he thought about you. He thought about me. And this too shall pass. If you want God to work in your life, he will. Trust him. Amen. Thank you guys for coming through. Thank you guys for coming through tonight. And I pray that God will touch you wherever you are, whatever point of need that you are, wherever you are right now, I pray that God will touch you. I pray that God will heal you. I pray that you will open up your eyes and just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing. I'm going to believe that you are working this situation out for my good. And it's not going to always, I'm not going to always feel like this. And this too shall pass. There we go even deeper, guys, on the spiritual level. God sent his son to die on the cross for you, that you might have eternal life. You might feel like you're unlovable. Guess what? And this too shall pass. Just open up your heart. Allow the Lord to come into your life. Allow Jesus to come into your heart. Ask him to come into your heart wherever you are right now. If you want the Lord, if you want to rededicate yourself to the Lord, to say, Lord, I'm rededicating myself to you. I pray you come into my life, to my heart. I believe that you gave your life for me. I believe that you are the Son of the living God. And I pray that you will come into my life. I pray that you will heal me. I pray that you will use me for your glory. And I pray that you will come into my heart, into my life. Be Lord of my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And guess what? God will meet you wherever you are. But I want to encourage you tonight. And this too shall pass. Be encouraged. While you still have breath, guess what? You still have an opportunity to do what God has called you to do. Don't beat yourself up. Let it go and do what God has called you to do. That's right. That's right. God bless you too, precious. You say every day, and this too shall pass. That's right. Sometimes we got to say that. Because sometimes you might feel like I'm ready to throw in a towel. But sometimes I have to remind myself of that too, precious. And this too shall pass. And this too shall pass. And listen, when people do things against you and they try to set you up, guess what? And this too shall pass. Listen, God's got your back. Do what God has called you to do. Live with purpose. Do it and seek him. If you're saying, Lord, help me, guess what? The Lord will help you. I pray God will bring the people in your lives that you can turn to when you need to talk, who will walk with you while you're going through your circumstances. But thank God that even when they don't, he is always with you. Like Brian shared earlier, he is always with you and through your ups and downs. always with you, and you are not alone. God bless you guys. Thank you. This is Fireheart Presents, the Hard Love Radio Show. Please pray for my ministry, Fireheart Ministries. A lot of things are happening. And guys, I'm telling you guys, all these triggers, all these different things have been happening, and I'm learning to let me deal with things in a more positive way. Lord, I'm going to believe you, and this too shall pass. So please keep my family in your prayers as we grieve my uncle Vance, who passed away. You know, he was one of the solid men in my life, and I loved my uncle. I loved him. No, God bless you guys. But guess what? I'm encouraged because hopefully one day I will see him again in glory. Ha! Listen to this. And this too shall pass. But while we're here, guys, on this earth, let's do what God has called us to do. God bless you. Continue to pray for my mother. Thank you, Mom, for being here. She came through. Pray that God will continue to heal her. And I pray God will continue to heal you guys. And I pray for your loved ones, those who have experienced death as well in their families. I pray that God will heal you and touch your heart and your family's heart during this time of grief. Like my cousin was saying, she said, have a blessed Resurrection Sunday. Celebrate the gift of Jesus. I pray you guys will do that as well. Have a fantastic Sunday. Good to see you guys coming through. Hey, what's going on, Neil? God bless you guys. Love you guys so much. Please share on your pages. Be encouraged. And this too shall pass. God bless you.